Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting second. The right fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bing Miller. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rube Wahlberg. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Rube Wahlberg. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting third. The third baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Sam Langford. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting seventh. The right fielder, George Gherkin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. And now, play ball. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell misplays the ball. That's an error on Sewell. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Gherkin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson, who is chasing the ball. Cochran reaches third base with a triple. Dykes goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cochran scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morgan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jameson moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it and throws to second for the out. Jameson moves to third. One out. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford hits a ball on the ground towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Jameson scores. Morgan moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-1, Athletics. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca strikes out. There goes Morgan. The throw from Cochran and Morgan is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Langford. Miller reaches second base with a double. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley bunts towards the mound. Hudlin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Miller moves to third. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg strikes out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Miller tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Athletics. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 1 in the game. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Gerken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerken hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Sewell moves to second. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Sewell moves to third. It's 3-2, Athletics. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it and throws to second for the out. Sewell scores. Two outs. It's Athletics, 3, Indians, 3. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons strikes out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Langford, who is chasing the ball. Fox reaches third base with a triple. Cochran goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Athletics. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to home to get Fox. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morgan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Langford hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 1 in the game. Fonseca hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Fonseca goes all the way around to score. It's Athletics, 4, Indians, 4. George Gerken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerken is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-2 in the game. Cobb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dykes moves to third. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cobb moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Langford, who is chasing the ball. Cochran reaches third base with a triple. Dykes scores. Cobb scores. It's 6-4, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Burns pinch hits for Willis Hudlin. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Burns moves to second. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Burns moves to third. Jameson moves to second. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Burns scores. Jameson scores. It's Athletics, 6, Indians, 6. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Langford hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Bain now pitching. George Burns now playing first base. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Gerken settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Miller hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Rommel now pitching. Bill Bain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bain hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller. Bain reaches second base with a double. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bain moves to third. George Gerken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerken is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerken is called out on strikes. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to second for the out. Bain scores. Two outs. It's 7-6, Indians. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Sewell moves to second. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jameson hits a line drive into center field. Miller picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Miller. Sewell scores. Burns moves to third. Jameson moves to second. It's 8-6, Indians. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bullet Joe Bush pinch hits for Eddie Rommel. Bullet Joe Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lind catches it and throws to first to double up Boley. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a fly ball into right field. Gerken settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 6. The Indians will come to bat. Ossie Orwell now pitching. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Morgan strikes out. One out. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Langford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller. Langford reaches second base with a double. Bill Bain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bain is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bain hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Orwell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Len scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two triples. He's got three RBIs. Cochran hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Langford. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-3 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Gerken settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 6. The Indians will come to bat. George Gerken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerken is 0-for-3 in the game. Gerken hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Burns strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Miller strikes out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Boley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gerken, who is chasing the ball. Boley reaches third base with a triple. Ossie Orwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orwell takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boley scores. Orwell moves to second. It's 8-7. Indians. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Orwell moves to third. Dykes moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 4-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and two triples. He's got three RBIs. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Sewell fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Orwell scores. Dykes moves to third. Two outs. It's Athletics, 8, Indians, 8. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Dykes scores. There goes Cochran trying to get to home. Jameson throws the ball into Sewell, who relays the ball to Sewell, who tags Cochran, who came all the way from first, for the out. It's 9-8, Athletics. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. Cy Perkins now catching. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Jameson strikes out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lind hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Morgan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Langford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-4 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bain fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 8. The Indians will come to bat. George Uhel pinch hits for Bill Bain. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Gerken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerken is 0-for-4 in the game. Gerken strikes out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sewell strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 8. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.